Reflection by Father Luis Suzano. John 15, 18, 21. The world. 1. To the world, today we must be more united than ever because we have a lot to give and this is not over. Together we are defending our lives, our family, our homeland, and our people. Society has hope in you. It moves me to see people appreciating and thanking the doctors and the many people who take care of us during this pandemic. Today, we are all looking for ways to have a better world. We need a better world, but it also depends on you and me. 2. I choose you. You have something supernatural in you that God has given you, that which makes you different. Please take care of your supernatural perspective. Your spirituality. Take care of that which helps you be a guiding light for many. You are important. You have much to give others. And there are many who have given their lives for you. For example, your mother, when she took care of herself, and you during the 9 months of pregnancy. Your mom, who prepared your meals and looked after you and showed you her love when you kept her awake at night. When you wouldn't let her sleep. That is love. That is taking care. That is giving of oneself to others. Also the love that your father, your old man, gave you when you had to leave early in the morning to earn his living. When he had to leave early in the morning to earn his living because he didn't want you to lack anything. How many people have put their lives on the line for you to have a life? And what about you? Are you taking care of your life? How are you looking after yourself? 3. Your Lord. The cross is our guide. Remember that Christ is our guide and our hope. You and I are other Christs. We can give light and peace to this world. Have courage, because with Christ we are a multitude, and we will all come out of this together. In this difficult time we have learned many important lessons, like missing one another. We have learned that other people make our life different and that we can make a difference in the lives of others. You and I can overcome any crisis with Christ. May God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And always remember, heaven is our goal.